الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد بوأنا بني إسرائيل مبوأ صدق ورزقناهم من الطيبات فما اختلفوا حتى جاءهم العلم إن ربك يقضي بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. فإن كنت في شك مما أنزلنا إليك فاسأل الذين يقرؤون الكتاب من قبلك لقد جاءك الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين ولا تكونن من الذين كذبوا بآيات الله فتكون من الخاسرين. إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون ولو جاءتهم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين.
And we had provided the Bani Israel beautiful and good homes and provided them with pure good sustenance. And only after knowledge had reached them, they had fallen into differences. And Allah Ta'ala will decide between them on the day of Qiyamah in the matters that they had differed. If you are in doubt about what we have revealed to you, then inquire from those people who have been reciting the book before you. The truth has come to you from your Rabb. Then be not of those who doubt, nor be of those who reject the words of Allah, that you will be in total loss. Those against whom the word of Allah Ta'ala has passed will not believe. And even if every sign were to come to them until they see the grievous punishment. And why was it not? فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ. Why did not any town believe, and its believing would have been of good and benefit to it? Except the people of Yunus alayhi salam, when they believed, we removed from them the punishment of disgrace in this life, and we had given them enjoyment for some time. From this verse, فَاسْأَلِ الَّذِينَ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْكِتَابِ. Inquire from those who have been reading the book before you. This is a directive to every person that if you are in doubt, then clear your doubts. Go to those people who have the sound knowledge and understanding and remove those doubts, expel those doubts. The incident of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam has been mentioned here. Why did not any people believe at a time that the belief would have been of benefit to it? So the incident of Yunus alayhi salam goes as follows, that he had been sent to Nineveh near Mosul in Iraq, and these people were steeped in idolatry and disbelief, and they would not just move away from their disbelief. Yunus alayhi salam, by divine command, warned them that the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is going to come after 3 days. And Yunus alayhi salam had, by divine command, left the town. So they are going to be struck with punishment. So he was commanded that he leaves the town. Hence he had left the town. These people, when they had heard that Yunus alayhi salam has left, and he has warned them of some punishment, impending punishment to strike them after the third day, so they had noticed the signs of azab already hovering over their heads. Dark clouds and smoke hovering over their heads, covering them up completely like a canopy. So when they saw this, they reflected and they understood that Yunus alayhi salam had warned them about this already, failure to your iman, and this is the punishment that is going to befall you. Hence they had left their towns, men, women, children, animal, all in very simple and worn out clothes. They cried profusely, making tawbah, asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And thereafter they went out searching for Yunus alayhi salam, who could not be found because by divine command he had already left the town. Here, on account of the sincere tawbah and repentance, Allah Ta'ala had removed their punishment. He had turned away their punishment. Now, in the meanwhile, Yunus alayhi salam had left them, and he had heard about this, that the punishment that was destined to come to them has been removed. So he was gripped with panic, because the custom and the system that his people had followed, that if any person was proven to be a liar, then they would kill him, they would behead him. So he felt that if I'm going to return back to the town, then I'm going to be killed. What's the point of going there? So in that distress, he thought of migrating. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, every move of theirs is calculated, regulated, and guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, Yunus alayhi salam had used his own discretion and left the town, hadn't yet waited for that wahi to come to him. So, because this was against the protocol of a Nabi, that he would not leave, he would not migrate unless it is the permission of Allah Ta'ala, no matter what type of constraints and what type of difficulty you are surrounded by. He had felt to himself that there is no point in returning, because the moment I step into the town, then I will be killed. What's the point in returning to them? So he had migrated. Hence, this was an error of his discretion. And he had boarded the ship, as we know of the story, and the ship had come into some turbulent waters, and they announced that when we are in this type of turbulent waters, then there is a runaway slave, or a tyrant, or a disobedient person amongst us, and he has to be thrown over, and when he's thrown over, then the ship will smoothly sail. Hence, lots were thrown. Yunus alayhi salam was thrown from the ship, and Allah Ta'ala had commanded a fish, a big, huge fish, to come and swallow him, not to eat him up as food and fodder, but rather to be a place of sanctuary for him for some time. In this state, he had recited, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin, and after a few days, he had been freed and relieved from this bondage. Anyway, this is the short of the story of Yunus alayhi salam, which has been misconstrued by some commentators. The Fihimul Quran, the author Mududi, he has misconstrued the whole story, and he says that na'uz billah, Yunus alayhi salam was deficient in his mission. He had not completed the mission, and he was deficient in accomplishing the divine mission. So to misconstrue it that he was deficient in discharging and accomplishing the mission, obviously is to make the worst type of allegation against a Nabi. Because the Nabi is sent especially to accomplish the mission of Allah Ta'ala, and to say that he was deficient in completing and accomplishing the mission of Allah Ta'ala, obviously is a huge allegation against him. There was no deficiency in regards to him delivering and accomplishing the mission. It was just that he had moved on, migrated, not waiting for the divine permission. So to misconstrue this really is a huge allegation against the great Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. In fact, it is an accepted usul and an accepted principle that if there is something that is not very clear about a Nabi, some passage, some hadith or some information that is not very clear about a Nabi, then we will give it the best explanation. We will show this is what it refers to and give it a sound and a correct explanation. Because the principle is this, that every Nabi is sinless, is masoom, and is divinely protected against any wrong and sin. So there is no great or small sin in the Nabi. If there is an error in his discretion, in his deduction, not in committing sin, not in crossing the line of obedience, rather it is the error in discretion, like we find in the case of Adam alayhi salam, it's an error in discretion, error in his judgment. So for a normal person, an error in judgment is no sin. In fact, many a times an error in judgment for a normal person is a reward. But on account of the status and the maqam of a Nabi, then even this error in judgment and discretion is not acceptable. So when we hear about any information about a Nabi that he is not clear, then we give it an explanation that will conform to this decision, this principle, that a Nabi is totally sinless, he is pure and clean and divinely protected. So it wasn't a sin that Yunus alayhi salam had committed, rather an error in judgment. He felt, what is the point in turning back to these people here? They're going to kill me. So what's the point of returning back? So that was the mistake, that was the error, that he had not waited for divine permission to leave. As I say, if it was for any other person, it wouldn't have been wrong. In fact, it would be the most sensible thing to do for any other person. But a Nabi is above every person. His maqam is such, this is borne out from the incident, that this also is not tolerated of a Nabi, that a single small move is done without divine permission. May Allah give us tawfiq.